I'm exhausted.
You look exhausted, man.
I feel exhausted, but you know what?
What's that?
This is the beginning of the better Doug, anyway.
Oh,
because
I can't wait to hear this.
I have been dieting.
Yes, you have.
Yes, and my grand total, last I weighed myself, which would have been Friday or Saturday morning?
Yeah.
14 pounds.
You're dropping water weight, though, man.
I know, but it's something I don't got to carry around with me anymore, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down 10.
Awesome. Well, that is absolutely awesome.
This is the beginning of the procrastinating Scott.
Because, oh.
You know, I'm sure I've dropped weight because I've really been cutting back. I mean, I never ate that heavy in the first place. My biggest problem with this whole thing we're doing is when I eat. That's what I tell people all the time. I always eat late because I work, you know, a later shift. So I come home,
right.
I'm hungry, and I eat late. Then
you
I'm going
to actually eat lunch at work.
That's what's that?
You actually eat before you leave for work, eat when you're at work.
That means I have to get up 10 minutes earlier, and that's just not going to happen.
Nah.
I refuse to do that.
Wouldn't happen
well,
for me either.
You don't go to work till 11. And your alarm clock is going off at 6:30 in the morning.
No, it's not. It's going off at 9 o'clock a.m. I set it for 9 a.m. I don't set it for 6 a.m.
Mine goes off.
I think yours is going off at 6 a.m.
Mine goes off at 6 a.m. You guys, the alarm clocks are telling me that this is ghostly talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And, yes, I am exhausted today.
Yes, you are. You just got home like minutes ago.
I just got home from an all-day bingo extravaganza with my mother.
No, he wasn't out partying, doing lines of coke off strippers' buns. He was playing bingo.
I played bingo with my mom up at the Mount Pleasant casino thing,
yeah.
the Indian gaming thing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I won $160.
Well, congratulations. How much did you spend, though?
Well, I spent 82 to get that 160.
So you made money. You made your money back. That's cool. That's pretty much.
I spent that, but,
Oops. That's where the money on the strippers went, right?
Right. Yeah, well, that was the after party, yeah.
You drug your mom into the stripper bar and said, Mom, you sit right here and don't you move. You watch this. You enjoy
it. But, yeah, it was quite a long weekend. A long, exhausting weekend. I was up, I ended up sleeping 3.5 hours, I think.
I've been working hard this week.
I know.
Not along with Go. I know we've all been working hard this week, but I myself am the proud new owner of a new computer system, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. But between that and getting ready for tonight's show, which, by the way, is going to be, if you're an EVP junkie, this is going to be the show you're going to love. Because we got about, I know the list, I have the list all queued up for Will to work on later on, but we got about 20 or 30 of these things to go through tonight with the two different groups we have coming on tonight. At 6:30, we have Ghost Hunters Incorporated coming on, and we're going to be talking to Greg and a few other people from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. He has a couple other people that are coming on also. Of course, I forgot to pull the list down, so we'll learn that when we're on break.
Oh, good idea.
At 7:30, we're going to be having another Greg and Steven from Missouri Paranormal Research, and what we're going to be talking about, we discussed this week, Doug, was we're going to be talking about the old Union haunting in Union, Missouri. Very, very wild case. If you have not heard about that, then, well, you know, I guess it's a pretty popular one. You knew about it, Doug. I mean, you're the aficionado on things like this. It's a very, very famous haunting.
Well, I mean, I remember reading about it. It doesn't mean that I remember it. So.
Oh, okay.
It'll be very good to get a refresher.
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about with Greg and Steven on that. Do we have any administrative things we should do first?
Of course.
We have a lot to talk about here in this first half.
Of course, I can't believe you're not following my list. You've got to look at the whiteboard.
Okay, and that's got numbers from like 3 months ago on it. Still. We haven't updated that thing in a while.
Oh, I'm going to have to take that down and put my administrative list up. Ghostly Talk is broadcast on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
From beautiful, and yesterday it was ice-covered.
Ice cold, too.
And ice cold. Warren, Michigan at the Warren Winery.
Mm-hmm.
We, speaking of which,
yes.
We drove up north.
Yeah.
In that mess. 192 accidents, I think they reported.
That's per mile, pretty much.
Yeah, per square mile.
For that drive, yeah.
And it was ice-covered. What it was, you couldn't tell until you attempted to stop at a light and, you know, slid almost all the way through it.
Uh-huh.
And then you tried to start to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's impossible on ice. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You spin your wheels, spin your wheels, spin your wheels, and then finally you from the friction, I guess. Yeah. you get propelled forward, not from the normal locomotion or whatever happens when you turn on your car.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, the beautiful and ice-covered Warren Winery in Warren, Michigan.
Yeah.
And our own website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Visit there, see all the goodies. We're changing that. So
The plan was to move it over this week, but there's too much stuff going on.
Couldn't happen.
Yeah, it's happening. Just give us some time, people.
The email's happening in a few days, and then comes the website.
Yeah, so, and that's when the real fun begins.
But that's changing. It's going to be really, really different. It's going to be wacky. It's going to be wild. And it's going to be empty.
Well, don't worry. Once you give me the go-ahead to start adding content,
right.
I'm going to work like a madman. And this is for, and by the way, this is for all you people, too. I'm going to be working like a complete madman to get everything, all the stuff moved over from the old site as quick as possible. I'm going to try to make myself, as far as what I'm going to be doing in this, the leg of this operation, I'm going to try to move over everything that needs to be moved over as quick as possible. It's a lot of stuff, though. Oh, my God, is it a lot of stuff. I mean, 4 years of work, and we didn't realize what would happen when we decided to make a move like this. But just give some time. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just give some more time. And hopefully that's going to resolve all the problems when people aren't able to access the site still. There's still that thing going on.
Well, the gallery people did it, so we're doing it too.
Yeah.
We
basically model ourselves under the gallery.
Right, yeah.
We love the gallery people.
So there is that. There's also that while we're broadcasting, we are in the chat room.
Yes.
So pop in the chat rooms if you get a chance. You can go to www.ghostlytalk.com and get in there through there if you've got an account. Or anybody can go to pioneer.rollo.net.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little text chat in the gizmo little,
and
you click on that, and you can get in the chat room. Right now, we've got Ghost Hunter, we've got GT Will, Havoc, Nonlinear, P13, Phobos is in there. My favorite, Tushy Galore, is in there.
Hot. Very hot.
And Whiplash, and Zarella.
Ooh.
Zarella's in there. She does a show that immediately precedes ours,
yeah,
I believe,
mm-hmm.
and on Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
And 8-Bit's in there. So welcome everybody.
That
GT
Will guy's a jerk. I don't like him.
I know.
He's annoying. The few times I pop in there, the guy just runs his mouth nonstop.
He does. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Exactly. He thinks he knows. Oh, I'm part of the show. Yeah, right. You're a liar. You're not part of the show at all.
Who is that?
I mean, I work on the show. I've never seen this guy creeping around at all. I don't know what's going on here.
So, but also, Ghostly Talk is featured live on several prominent.
Yeah. Well, here's a new one.
Oh, you've got a new one?
Yeah.
I
want to make sure I get this out because there's a lot of talk about this.
Well, first of all, we're very proud to be, of course, on Pioneer, which is pioneer.rollo.net. That's our home.
With Captain Jeff.
Yes.
The mighty Provost running the boat
in
there.
And then, of course, we're on Omnisound Radio
One. People are beautiful to us.
Omnisound Radio One. Through there, we're on a multitude of micropower and other kinds of stations.
Our buddies at the Valley Radio, that's another one, another station. They approached us personally and said, hey, we'd like to broadcast your show. And we're like,
Robin Valley Community Radio.
You're asking? Okay, cool. Go ahead. also, we're on Radio New York International. I can't remember anymore. I'm trying to think of it.
I know. We apologize in advance.
We totally apologize in advance.
Come prepared.
Well, that's
I'm
one
exhausted.
Thing. That's one of the things we're doing. We're tightening down for 2006, and we're kind of formalizing a couple little things here to make it a little bit more of an informational show for you guys. And that's one of the things I want to do is kind of get a list going of that, so
right.
We can kind of like let people know. I mean, if this goes on for a couple more years, we don't do all that.
And we had asked before on the show. We said email us or whatever.
Yeah, let us know.
And you got somebody emailed you.
Well, this is actually kind of funny because it was through MySpace, that website called MySpace.
Oh yeah,
we have an account on there. If you guys want to add your, if you're on MySpace, we'll just throw it out. If you're on MySpace, you have your little thing there, your profile thing where you put pictures of yourself naked on a webcam or whatever.
Ooh,
I want to
see that.
Well, that's half the people on there. It seems.
Oh, okay.
If you have an account there, go to
MySpace. I'm writing that down.
Go to myspace.com/ghostlytalk, and that's our MySpace page. If you want to add yourself to our little MySpace thing we have going there.
Of course, our listeners are probably more familiar with
My Paraspace.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. We
my
need to,
Paraspace.
It's massive, My Paraspace. That site is growing exponentially, Doug. I don't
of
know if
course.
You've been there recently, but man, wow. I know that's a great site, myparaspace.com, which is the new website by Steve Kemp. I'm gonna mispronounce it again, I think.
Kempier,
whatever. Who's put together this wonderful website.
Can we do the same thing? Like, is it www.myparaspace.com/ghostlytalk?
I think that's where it is. Yeah, I think that's what our URL is there.
Oh,
that's where
cool.
It is. My/ghostlytalk. We have a page on there also.
Interesting.
Check that stuff out if you're on either one of those sites. And add
link
us
up. I love seeing all those emails.
Oh, it's so cool.
They come
so
in. Cool. Someone has added you to their private network. Or whatever. Okay, that must be something really cool.
Yeah.
Has invited you to their network or whatever. I'm all right, whatever. I don't know how to do it, so I don't do it.
Well, I got an email or a message or whatever. I guess it's an
from
email.
From the MySpace account.
On the MySpace account to our MySpace profile from a gentleman named Chris from a show called The Classic Metal Show. And he's like, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you.
That's right up your alley.
Oh, well, of course my antlers popped up. I was like, whoa, hey, cool. This is pretty cool. He's like, I've been trying to get a hold of you, but my emails keep getting bounced back. I think he's one of those people that have a problem with.
Well, that'll go away
very
this week.
Soon, yeah.
It's happening this week.
He's like, I've been trying to get a hold of you, so I figured I'd email you on here. This is what's up. We're on a network called KWTF Worldwide, and we'd like to host your show. We'd like to replay your show and also broadcast your show live on our station. And I'm like,
oh. I love those call signs.
Yeah.
Hey, what the is going on?
KWTF. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, to tell you the truth, man. That's correct, isn't it? Yeah, KWTF Worldwide.
What the fun.
What the fun. He's like, we'd like to do this. So I'm like, well, heck yeah, let's work this thing out. This sounds great. So we kind of went back and forth for a while. And he's like, yeah, cool. And if you go to KWTFWorldwide.com right now, we're replayed. And this is the way they set this up. This is beautiful. This is
The schedule.
Have you seen the schedule?
We're replayed like
5 days. Well, actually, all week long.
All
right,
week long.
The way they did that, Chris from the Classic Metal Show. He is a huge Coast to Coast listener, and that's how I actually sent an invite to him on MySpace. That's how he found out about us, right?
Okay.
And he's like, "This is great. I like your show."
You're not on Coast to Coast. Oh, we were.
Oh. But anyways, he's like, "What we want to do is after Coast to Coast AM on the eastern side of the country, we'd like to start broadcasting you because Coast to Coast is usually done about 5 a.m." We're going to broadcast you guys from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning, right?
Oh, I like that.
So through the week, you can hear replays of our show. We gave him access to a whole bunch of stuff, gave him a bunch of files and whatever to play with. And you can hear replays of our show on there, along with listening to us live on KWTF Worldwide. They have a whole stream set up there, too, just like OmniSound does, just like Pioneer does. So you have all these places you can go to listen to our show live and our archived. Or you can just download them from the site. I don't know how. If you can't listen to Ghostly Talk, you got a problem.
Oh, also there's the podcasting. Thank you.
That's another huge thing we've been working on, too, obviously.
Well, you're keeping it up to date now.
Oh, yeah.
When you load up a new one, it goes in the podcast.
Now, what happened, though, with KWTF? They have the Classic Metal Show. There's the Classic Metal Show Network, which is part of KWTF. Chris is like, I'd like you to come on the show Saturday night, which
How
is
did
earlier
that
this
go,
week.
By the way?
You can listen to it on our site. It's already up there.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So I went on there last night and talked to the guys from the Classic Metal Show. And what a fun bunch they are. You can go to our archives page right now.
Do they have a Gentner?
I didn't ask him.
Oh.
I didn't ask him. But I went out and bought a brand new headset for my phone. I'm like, okay,
oh, cool.
I got this thing I got to do. I can't. I'm like holding the phone. I don't know how. I could be on here for 5 minutes. I could be on here for 5 hours. I don't know. So I better go buy one of those cool little headset things for my phone just to stick in my ear so I can talk like that without breaking my neck and all that stuff. I'm trying to hold the phone against my ear. So I put the thing on there, hooked it up. I spent $15 on this nice little phone thing. You know, you hook
right.
up to your cell phone. And I call him last night, and he's like, God, you're loud. What's wrong with you? You're screaming loud. The thing is, like, totally amplified for some reason.
Oh, wow.
It's super loud. So I had to take it off and talk on the phone anyways. Oh, God, man. But we had a really great time. They were really cool to me. We spent about half an hour talking about the show and stuff like that. Really cool cool show. They actually played Venom for me. They like, we heard you like Venom, so we're going to play Venom. So it was a lot of fun. You can download. I asked the guys if it was cool if I could
Clip out
that part of the archive and actually put it up on our site for broadcast or, I'm sorry, for download. So you go to the archives page, go all the way down to the bottom, like you always do, and it's a bonus archive there right now. So if you don't want to listen to us tonight, you can listen to that. Also, this week also, we have to note this, and I really wanted to let people, for the people that don't know, January 5th. This month, obviously, Ramona Bell passed away. And if you guys don't know who Ramona Bell is, That's the wife of Art Bell. So I know a lot of our we had a message up on our site since the day after when I found out about it. I put something up for people to check out and just to get the word out. It's a pretty sad thing for I think, especially us here at Ghostly Talk. That cup is very loud, Will. The cup is very loud. Can you get a straw next time? This is a very sad thing, I think, for me especially, because Art Bell, obvious, you know, I talked about it last night on the Classic Metal Show with the guys from there, with Chris and everybody, and I said, you know, obviously, if there's any inspiration for Ghostly Talk, and Doug, I know you agree with me on this, it would be the Art Bell Show,
mm-hmm.
which is now Coast to Coast AM. And Art Bell was the guy, don't let anybody fool you, Art Bell was the guy that started this whole thing. What we're doing right now, we wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Art Bell. I wasn't married to Ramona.
And Whitley Strieber.
Whitley Strieber is one of the originals also. But Art mm-hmm. Bell, he's the most popular. He's the one that really got the ball rolling and all.
Well, the whole story is I used to go driving at night, mm-hmm. just aimlessly. Me and I had a dog named Bingo, actually.
Yeah.
There was a dog, had a dog, and Bingo was his name on it. And sure enough, it was. And, uh-huh. and he and I would just go out aimlessly driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it better when I drove. But he was not a good driver. But yeah. We'd go out aimlessly driving in the middle of the night, and we would, on Friday nights, we would listen to Whitley Strieber on the radio, followed by Art Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, I mean, even though I've never met Art Bell and I've never even corresponded with him,
yeah.
I feel like I know him because, well, yeah. I mean, he was a part of my life for how
He's
many years?
He's been a part
years?
Of our lives for, yeah, I mean, I can't even count how many years. I don't
right.
know. It goes back that far. I can't remember. Man.
So I, you know, my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the reason we're mentioning it. Just keep him in your thoughts, because right now Art's probably going through the worst thing he's ever had to go through in his entire life, and it really bums us all out to see an inspiration like that be down like that. So we're hoping that, you know, best of luck to Art. He's still an inspiration to all of us. He always will be. And I hope he can get himself through this. I mean, he was married to Ramona for 15 years. And from what I understand, Ramona was just on Coast to Coast AM with him on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're all pretty bummed out about that. And hopefully, you know, I did put a link up on the homepage. If you're on MySpace, Art Bell. I don't know if it's actually a lot of these celebrity MySpace pages. They aren't actually the people. But I found an Art Bell page on MySpace. It seems like it's the most up-to-date one, you know, where people can check it out. And if you're on MySpace, you can maybe leave a message for Art there and leave your condolences for him there. Because he's going through a real rough thing right now. We all know that. And that's pretty much it on that. I mean, it's a really sad thing, I think. And I hate to see anybody go through something like that, especially an inspiration like Art Bell. I mean, the effect he's had on all of our lives and on the paranormal community in general. He is responsible for a lot of it. So keep him in your thoughts, man. That's pretty much it for that. It's mm-hmm. a sad, sad thing. A lot of stuff coming on the show tonight. Like I said, we have Ghost Hunters Incorporated coming on at 6:30 p.m. Is there any other administrative things we need to get out of the way, guys? Anything on our minds? Oh, that's a whole lot of stuff on our minds right now. Everybody's really got their brains kicking here right now.
I had 3.5 hours sleep.
Actually, I did have a ghost experience today.
You mentioned that when you came home today. What happened, man?
Well, last night I stayed at a T-shirt model's apartment. And it's been known that and it's known that there is a woman that hung herself in her apartment, I don't know how long ago, but people who work at the apartment complex have told her that.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I got up and I walked into the living room as I always do and lit up a cigarette and didn't want to wake her up. And I was just looking out the window. I'm like, oh, it's a nice day. And I hear footsteps coming up from the hallway to the living room.
Now, who was home right now? Just you
just
and
her, just her and I.
Just you and Amy. Yeah, okay.
Just myself and Amy.
Okay, all right.
And I saw, in the reflection through the window, I saw movement. It's bright outside. I couldn't see any definite shapes at all.
Yeah.
But I could see movement. And I turned, and I thought it was her.
Uh-huh.
And there was nobody there.
Oh, wow.
I got up and I went walked into her bedroom. She was still asleep, and I'm like, "Well, that's weird."
Mm-hmm.
And a couple minutes later, I heard the toilet flush,
mm-hmm.
which has been reported by her sister on a couple of occasions when she's
just flushes by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I know you mentioned also that upstairs.
Yes.
What's going on upstairs? Like, well, it's the apartment upstairs, not upstairs.
The apartment upstairs, it's been vacant now for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
An elderly woman who was basically alone. I don't think she had any real family keeping an eye on her. She passed away and wasn't found for quite some time afterwards.
Ew.
And they can't rent it because it smells too bad in there. They've tried everything from, you know, with the walls and the carpeting and everything else, but the stench of death is too great. And
it was very poetic, Will.
I didn't know that there was nobody living up there. Mm-hmm. And her neighbor upstairs, but on the other side, had said that he asked me if we had heard any footsteps coming from there.
Somebody's getting doc pay. Somebody is getting doc pay for tonight. Why don't you answer? Put him on speaker. Put him on
you
speaker.
You know who it is? I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn off and I'll tell you on the break.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Sorry.
It's somebody who knows for a fact that we do a show every single weekend.
Well, let's rip on them right now. Why don't you get your head out of your behind? You know, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do a show called Ghostly Talk. Mm-hmm. And when we're broadcasting, well, our phone. You know what? This is the first week I actually. It's the other way around. Usually I'm the guy to get the phone calls.
Well, see, I had just gotten in from my trip.
Yeah.
I'm on very little sleep and very lot of emotion.
It's just come out of your paycheck. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what zero. I don't know what, like, you know, a percent of nothing is. But, you know, hey, whatever. We're gonna dock you pay anyway. Sorry. Well, go ahead.
So he asked me if we'd ever heard footsteps. I mean, we didn't know anything about this lady at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've heard footsteps up there, and so was Amy, and so was Shelly, her roommate, and all of my friends. We've all heard footsteps coming from up there. We've heard, you know, something like somebody dropped something on the floor, and there's been nobody living up there for a year and a half.
Well, don't move into an apartment building where 8-Bit lives.
Why is that?
I guess the mortality rate's pretty high.
Well, my question is, did they tell Amy that somebody hung themselves in the apartment before she started renting the place? Or, I should say, before she signed the lease? Or after she signed the lease?
She found out afterwards.
Oh, that's real nice, yeah.
But she found out from a friend of her brother's who works for the place.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
He stopped by and, you know, was saying hi and stuff, and that's when he told her.
A real moral super there.
I was there when he told her.
That's really nice. See, I don't like that. I mean, you know, I know it's an apartment and you have to fill that space or you're going to lose money, but that's something that you should tell people. And it's, if you're selling a house, you have to. That's one we've talked about that before on the show here. You have to let people know about that. You have to let people know if there's a possible haunting. Now, I don't really know if you have to let people know if there's a death, though. That's the difference. I don't know. I don't think the super knows there may be a haunting in there possibly, but there definitely was a death, from what you guys understand.
Yes.
Interesting. We got a post. I'm sorry. We got a Christmas card from Sid Haig.
Whoa!
I just thought I left this on the desk tonight because I want to note this. We got. I checked the PO box, and I'm like, wondering, well, what do we got here, right? And I opened the thing up, and there's this postcard. I'm sorry, Christmas card from Sid Haig. Really nice. So thank you to Sid Haig and Susan Oberg for sending us Christmas wishes after the new year. We really appreciate it. Very cool.
They absolutely rock.
Yeah, they're really
great.
Totally
rock.
Sid's a really cool guy. It's always great to have
him
on the show.
Why don't we send out? Because,
because we don't care.
Oh.
I thought that's what I thought the last meeting we had, we talked about the Christmas card thing, and we were all unanimous in that decision that we don't care. Really.
I forgot about that.
So yeah, I mean, I play Cartman on Christmas and just try to gobble up as many Christmas presents as I can, and I go home and that's it. I'm done. I don't really celebrate the season, I guess. That's about it for this segment, though. I think we should take a quick break because we have a lot to get done.
That's a good idea. We have to get our guests on the
line. God, do we? Yeah, we got so much going on. Ghost Hunters Incorporated, and this is a different kind of ghost hunting group. I think you guys are really going to really enjoy these guys. They're a very cool bunch of kids. I think they're really cool, and I'm excited to talk to them. So with that, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back after these free, independent messages. We'll be right back.
Wes, don't forget the Open Remote Viewing Project at GhostlyTalk.com. For anything remote viewing, visit TrinitySciences.com. Please submit. See ya.
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.tarascreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a scar gouged right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is Sid Haig from www.sidhaig.com, and you are listening to the Ghostly Talk. And that's the only reason I don't have my boot up your ass.
Wow, that was a quick fade. Sorry, man. Wow.
When?
I gotta learn how to refade things. Jeez, man. That's a bad piece of production right there. Jeez, oh, Pete.
But I want to say thank you to Retroburn.
That's
an independent artist that we featured.
That's a killer tune.
Awesome.
I actually used to play with one of the guys in that band.
Wow.
Back in the day, back when I was a young pup, man, I used to play with Chris, the singer of that band. The guy singing there, I used to play in a band with Chris, and that's some really good stuff. He wrote all that stuff himself.
That's
really
Retro cool Burn.
Yeah,
look
really,
for it.
Yeah, definitely check them out. RetroBurn.com, sure.
Right. Before we bring our friends from Ghost Hunters International. Ghost Hunters Incorporated. I want to give a brief status report.
Oh.
We did get, you know, the Uri Geller show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We had Uri Geller on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the, you know, work thing with the clocks.
Yeah.
And spoons and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get, we got an email, because it came to Ghostly Talks, the whole, all of us,
mm-hmm.
That said that somebody's watch did start working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also he
swore up and down that it was broke,
mm-hmm.
and now it works. I'm going to email him back, and I'm going to ask for permission to post that, actually, on the website.
That'd be very cool to do that.
You know, I'll take out all the, you know, identifying information, but, mm-hmm. you know, I'd like to post that on the website.
We also had another listener who posted up a journal entry on the website, actually right there where you can, I forgot what the title of it is, and I forgot who it was, too, to be honest with you. I just read it real quick. And yeah, I mean, God, it's the quality broadcasting right there, that accurate information that I brought it up
without telling you.
That's all right.
Yeah.
He had an old laptop, he said, was burned out, and that started working also. So we're not limited to watches here, apparently.
See, it didn't work for, was it Zarella's clock? Wall clock. Somebody's wall clock didn't work who's in the chat room. But it worked for the fellow's watch, and it worked for, evidently, that laptop.
Oh, well, hey.
Very interesting. I think I'll download that show and put it on everything that breaks around my house.
Every time Windows crashes, there you go. You just go in there and
play the CD. Uri Geller show.
Instead of like the Windows backup CD, you have your Uri Geller Ghostly Talk interview.
It worked. I mean, it didn't work in a lot of cases, but it worked in some cases. So very mm-hmm. interesting. I'm what an intriguing phenomenon.
Yes, very intriguing. Just to get a few messages like that, it's very interesting. So thank you for the people that took the time to do that. And if there's more people out there, dude, email us. Post up a journal.
Do
something.
The test.
Yeah, do whatever you gotta do.
And
yeah.
Try it.
The show is up there for good.
You can download
it. Yeah. You can download it anytime you want. Just listen to it and tell us what may or may not have happened. Just let us know. All right. I think we're in store for a wacky hour here, judging by what we were going through on the break. But that's what keeps things fun around here. We have the gentleman, and I use the word gentleman with a capital G.
Wow.
And I use the word ghost hunters with a capital G also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, a capital G and a capital H, because it's two separate words. Ghost Hunters Incorporated, the gentleman from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. We have on the line right now, we have Greg, Nick, and Gowan from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing tonight?
Excellent. How you doing?
Fabulous.
Great. We're doing well. We've seen better days around here, I think. But, you know, we're keeping it rolling. Doug's a little burned out. He's
a little burned out.
Well, he actually has smoke coming from his head right now. He's kind of tired.
I'm on, like, seconds of sleep.
One thing I wanted to ask you guys, you know, I've checked out your website, and I've kind of known about you guys for a while here. You guys seem to have, it's kind of an aura, I guess. It's kind of an approach. But you guys kind of have more of a, you know, as far as your attitude, as far as the art and thing of this thing we call ghost hunting and paranormal research, your attitude seems to be a little bit different. You guys have been around for a while. How long have you guys been around?
It'll be about 9 years this October, actually.
Yeah, you guys have been around for that. The only group I know that may have been around longer than that is our friends from Grimstone here by the winery. They're a group out here, mm-hmm. very serious outfit. Chris from Grimstone, really great bunch of people, but they've been around for the better part of 10 years.
Yeah, they're extremely serious.
And but it seems like your attitude, you know, and it just seems like you guys are much more like, okay, look, this is what we do, all right? We don't mess around. Are you guys very serious about this, or is this more of just a hobby for you guys?
Well, what would you say, Gal? What would you say this is?
We take what we do seriously. It's just the way we do it is not serious. It's basically like There's no set protocol on how to do this. Like, no, nobody made the big ghost hunting book of rules. And a lot of people, they think it should be done scientifically. And that's great. And there are a lot of people who like to do it that way. But that's not an audience for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand those people. They're like, what? Huh? We cater to everybody else who wants a little fun with their paranormal.
And that's cool. I mean, that's one thing, I mean, that people, and there's people, and, you know, I respect everybody for their approach. Everybody's approach to me, I think it's golden, because the number one thing is they're out there doing it. That's the big thing.
Well, I was going to say that we've spoken with Gowan before.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that on the break.
Right? I'm like, oh, I remember that. I know somebody. And it seems to me that he's very serious about it. I mean, he's been hanging around the paranormal field for, 9 years now?
Yep.
So obviously, or more, but you know, formally for 9 years, and so I mean that's something that's a dedication right there.
I mean, absolutely.
You've got dedication, but what I wonder is, have you seen a ghost?
Yes, I have. I've seen two, possibly three now. I can't for sure say what the third one was, but it was something I did not know for sure what it was, but I've seen a full flat out entity in North Carolina when I was down there this past October with George Lesmano's guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I've seen a entity in the church that is a place we frequent, and possibly one at the Rosewood Mental Asylum in Reisterstown, Maryland.
And so, yes. The same question to Nick.
Nick, are you here?
Nick, I don't even know if Nick is on the phone anymore.
He may not be, because I haven't heard that in a while.
The beeping.
The beeping, the screeching.
I don't know where he went. I think he's
in my room actually listening to the show.
Well, we're sorry, Nick.
You can come in the room if you're in.
He can email us. There's
we'll
a minute
share
delay.
The phone.
There's a minute delay, so he'll hear this a minute from now.
Yeah.
But, okay.
We'll move to Greg then. That's
all right. We'll move on. Yeah. Greg.
Well, yeah, I've definitely seen. I've seen some sort of an apparition in the church as well, and I've seen a full body apparition up at Barkley Mountain, which is another.
Hello?
That didn't work.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you guys there?
Whatever that happened there.
You guys totally cut out, and something happened there. What happened?
Ah!
What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, you guys there?
That's that minute delay.
You guys there? Hello?
Nick.
Turn.
Okay, look.
Oh, wait. I've always wanted to say this in a billion years. Okay. Turn the radio down. Turn the computer down. Yeah, because there is a minute delay or so.
Yeah, if Nick's on, tell him to turn. Yeah, you there? Is this Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, it's great to meet you, Nick.
Hey, nice to meet you, too.
Greg, we got cut off when you were talking about what it was, a full-body operation. Where was that at again?
It was at Barkley Mountain, Barkley Mountain Cemetery, just little ghost town up in the mountains.
Okay.
And I've definitely seen a full body apparition up there as well.
Okay. Now, just out of curiosity, just kind of carrying on what Doug was talking about, Gowan and Greg, you guys said you both saw a sort of an apparition at this church you guys were referring to. Am I correct?
Yeah. What we did see actually was. It was almost like a mist. It was almost like a fog.
Mm-hmm.
And it was coming down this set of stairs that they have. And as it was coming down, it was just getting thicker and thicker.
Okay.
And I mean, there was obviously something there because we all saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Gauss had some other experiences at the church too. He's had some violent encounters there as well.
Have you got one?
Yeah, what?
You said you had some Greg said you had some violent experiences there. Do you care?
Yeah, basically, Bill and I had gone to the church just kind of on a whim. We decided we'd stop in. And Bill tried to be a tough guy, and he always likes to try to make me go without a flashlight. And I'm terrified to be in the dark alone. And I really hate it. And so he, like, made me go without the flashlight, and I refused to put it down. I said I'd shut it off, but I'd have to have it with me.
Yeah.
So we went in. And I immediately turned the flashlight on. I couldn't do it. So he then asked me to shine the light on this wall where, like, this wall has, like, it's almost like a guest book, but it's a wall. And mm-hmm. people sign on the wall when they've come there. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to shine the flashlight on the wall. And as I turned to pivot, something hit me, like, that I couldn't see, like, blindsided me and shoved me against the door. And I was above Bill's head, and he's, like, how tall?
6'3".
That's a big boy.
Like that. And, I'm, like, 5'5", and I obviously I'm white, so I can't jump very high.
And this wasn't Bill that hit you, obviously.
I think it was the ghost of Hillbilly's
No,
Hillbilly
he was, like, four
Hot
or five
Dogs.
Feet away from me.
The ghost of Hillbilly's Hot Dogs. Because it was the same thing. When you go to Hillbilly Hot Dogs, you have to sign something.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Like, what?
They have a graffiti wall evidently there, and there's
graffiti wall? The whole place is graffiti.
Yeah, Hillbilly Hot Dogs is all graffiti, but...
Do we have Nick on the line now?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Nick.
Have you seen a ghost?
Have I seen a ghost?
Yes.
He's
seen a fairy.
All right.
He's seen a fairy.
No,
a fairy.
I didn't see a fairy.
You saw a fairy? Where do you hang out at?
Yeah, I've been with GHI since the beginning or whatever. Get off! And, like, they will always see stuff. Like, they've seen a lot of stuff. Like, I've never seen anything, and I'll admit to it.
Mm-hmm.
But one day when we were in, what was it, in Towanda?
Memorial Cemetery.
There was one encounter where we were sitting down in the graveyard, and, like, right to the left of me, I saw something really bright fly up in the air, and then just disappear. Like, this is, like, a couple feet away from me that, like, went about 13 or 14 feet up in the air and
mm-hmm.
just, like, disappeared.
Looked
and
like Tinkerbell.
This poor guy.
I told him if he believed in us and clapped his hands.
See, this is the crap I got to put up with every day. These guys. Terrible.
This sounds like our ghost time.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, these guys bust each other's chops more than we do.
We need to.
We can take lessons from these guys.
Wow.
Okay, well then.
But, well, as far as that goes, do you know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
The video.
Walt
that,
Disney? What?
Yeah, well, it reminds me of the time when we were all standing at the bridge at train wreck site.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tom was taking the video.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever that thing was, did it whoosh up or down, though?
It whooshed up.
It was down and towards the camera.
Okay,
it went
right
down and towards the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So something moving at an impossible speed.
It was fast.
Right?
It was fast.
And he's got that on film, though, because, well, when I thought, oh, man, they're so lucky they get to see all that.
We watched that thing 1,000 times.
I didn't know it was us for a while.
You're actually in it.
Yeah, I'm there standing there looking at
Who's that really good-looking guy standing there on the... Oh, it's me. Okay, great.
But, yeah, and something just... It was just this little...
Yeah, it was a streak. It was a streak. Something was flying very... Yeah,
thing.
Who knows?
That flew fast. Impossibly fast. Now, that one, though, wasn't luminous. Otherwise, we would have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only because he was taking the camera, you know, the camera caught it.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that piece of video. That's an old piece, like from 2002. Also.
Mm-hmm.
We should try to find that in the, oh, God.
But that doesn't mean that he didn't see a, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that he couldn't have seen a rod.
Yeah, it could have been anything. I mean, I don't know if it was Tinkerbell, guys.
What was
that?
What? Nothing.
This is too much fun. You guys are cracking me up. Well, you guys have obviously been around for a very long time. You know, and you guys, like I said, like we were talking about before, you guys have obviously, I think we've seen this so far, and I think we can verify, you guys have a different approach. You guys, have you guys all been friends for a very long time?
Oh, yeah, we've been friends for quite a long time. We've been friends probably as long as we've been doing it.
Okay.
Over 9 years. Yeah.
Oh wow! So it's obviously you guys bust each other's chops, and that people are like, oh, you know, there's going to be these people like you guys were talking about that they're very serious. And when they go out, it's like, okay, you know, we have to follow all the protocols, we have to follow all these rules. I have a list right here. I have a list written out, and this is what we need to do. We need to mark down everything we do and all these fun things. Which is, you know, I respect that. I know Doug respects it. I know Will respects it. But that's not everybody's approach. You guys obviously have more of a laid back approach to this, where you go out and, you know, you're going to bust, you know, you're going to have some fun. I mean, and that's what a lot of this is.
I don't think you could do it for 9 years. If
you didn't have fun,
yeah. I wouldn't have been able to do this for 4 years.
If we weren't having fun.
If we weren't having fun, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems that I've seen a lot of, you know, over the last 4 years of doing Ghostly Talk, we've seen a lot of groups you know, come up and do their and start doing their thing, and they're very, very serious. And that's very great. It's totally cool. But I see a lot of those same groups burn out, though, too, real fast, because you can't have a person. It's usually – and I mean, I talk about this in my guides and stuff like that I put out to people to let them hear and laugh at. But you seem to – you'll have one person that will be the central person, and they want to be the president, right? And they – you know, they, and that's totally cool. You got to have a spearhead. You got to have a spearhead, somebody who's going to, you know, take care of things and keep an eye on things. But unfortunately, a lot of those people turn into dictators, and that's where you have the meltdown. That's when the meltdown occurs, and then these groups are no more, and these people are out looking for other people to go ghost hunting with. I see that all the time, unfortunately, and it seems as if you guys are a shining example of that right now, where if you guys just kind of have fun and do this thing and still, you know, review your evidence, go over your things, take what you're doing somewhat seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously, you'll be doing this for a long time, and you'll actually get something out of it. I commend you guys for that. That's very, very cool.
It's definitely because we're friends, but we have gone through many different incarnations. I mean, we've been up to me and Gao and sat down one time and thought out how many members we've actually had.
14, I believe.
Yeah.
14. Because at one time or another have been part of this group.
Mm-hmm. We've always had, like, the core group. There's always been one core group, and that's pretty much who it's been broken down to now. But, you know, it took us a while to kind of see who really was going to keep up with it and who was really going to, you know, stick around for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's been a good run.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think that's the same thing I went through, though, too, Doug. I mean, mm-hmm. Like me, myself, it's like we went through so many different groups. We went through a number of groups, let's say, that we worked with, and it just didn't work out. And I finally got to the point where I'm like, look, I don't want to be part of any group anymore. I want to work with the guys from Ghostly Talk, and we got a couple other friends that we've known for a number of years.
And, well, we can freelance, though.
Yeah, and it's always cool to, you know, go out and meet new people. So it sounds like you guys kind of had the same approach after a while, after 9 years, wow. Where it's like, okay, look, we know each other that well. Let's work together. Let's just do this thing on our own. Let's just do our own thing.
Do you guys try experiments while you're out and about ghost hunting? Like, for example, one of the things that we did is we tried some ITC-style experiments. We, you know, whatever ITC stands for.
Instrumental transcommunication.
Thank you. And we've tried that. We've tried several different things. But the ITC stands out in my mind because we did it at Sally House.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have you tried experiments, like changing the way that it works? What works best for you?
Honestly, I mean, we've found that, and I'm not really sure why this works, but the more obnoxious we are, the better our results are. Like, we got one EVP one time that I unfortunately deleted when I had the famous pirated computer software virus of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We were joking with the ghost about the movie Ghost Dad and how he felt Bill Cosby portrayed as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And the ghost actually responded in the EVP and said Bill Cosby right after. So.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, so we had that on EVP for a little while, unfortunately.
So you found an ethereal Bill Cosby fan. That's hard to find.
Yeah, I guess they're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, Bill Cosby's a pretty famous guy. I can imagine there's a lot of dead people that, you know, that know Bill Cosby, so why not? It sounds very plausible to me. We do have a bunch of EVPs from the guys from Ghost Hunters Incorporated were nice enough to send over to us. So we'll check some of those out in a little while. You know, it's funny you guys mentioned this, your approach, which I thought was funny. But at the same time, you know, we always cite these two EVPs on our show because, well, one, we were there, and two, they're amazing to us. We think they're fascinating. And those are those two EVPs, Doug, that we got from Indiana, obviously. And you guys mentioned this, the more obnoxious that you may be, it seems like you get better results. It seems as if it's the same thing. We weren't really being too obnoxious.
Well, we weren't obnoxious, but we certainly weren't doing an EVP session.
No, we were just joking around.
We were joking around, yeah.
We were talking about pancakes and quarters and stuff like that, and then we were laughing and having fun, and then all of a sudden we get an answer from something. We don't know what that is. So maybe there's some energy in laughter, in the power of laughter and the power of humor that might bring these things out. It's an interesting idea, actually. That sounds very cool. Will, why don't we take a quick break, though? All right, because what we're going to do in the next half an hour, if you guys are cool with this, is we got a bunch of EVPs that these guys were nice enough to send over to us to play on the show. So if that's cool, we're going to play those in the next half an hour and talk more with the guys from Ghost Hunters Incorporated.
I like that plan.
Yeah, why would you do that? You like that plan? I mean,
yeah,
is that a good idea?
Go for it.
Why don't we get a thing of ayes just to make sure this is a good idea, okay? All in favor, please say aye.
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 There we go.
Sounds good to me. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back here on Ghostly Talk.
American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.